The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Epstein goes on. Harley?
Well, it does. And this is, I think, very interesting because, you know, it's looking less and less like suicide unless it was an extremely rare situation, because the medical examiner, and I think this is very, you know, pointed, the Washington Post reports, says that the autopsy found broken bones in Epstein's neck, notably the hyoid bone near the Adam's apple, broken, typical of strangulation, possible, but certainly not typical in a hanging, not by a bedsheet. In order to break that bone, it takes either a narrow rope or a thumb or fingers, things like that. It's very difficult with the breadth of a bedsheet, particularly since what they described as his method of hanging was to tie the bedsheet to the top bunk, wrap it around his throat, and lean forward, slowly strangling himself, unlikely to break bones in his neck. And pointedly, the chief medical examiner in New York has not yet declared the cause of death, says it's pending further investigation.
Amazing.
So it gets more and more interesting. The New York Post has a story that said his final words, the last thing he said to his lawyer before he died the day before, was, "I'll see you Sunday." Doesn't sound like someone ready to commit suicide.
Mm. And the Democrats dropped out of the presidential race?
Yeah, this former Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper, he's ending his bid. It was a long shot. Says now he's thinking about running for the Senate instead. He'd likely try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner there in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Hickenlooper was interesting because he's not a typical politician. And I thought he was a fascinating guy to listen to because, on the other hand, this is a guy who made millions and millions founding a series of brew pubs. But then when they asked him about it, he said, "No, I'm not a capitalist." And he said, no way is he a socialist, so we don't know what he is, other than he's a Democrat, and he's not running for president anymore.
All right, Harley. And the shark in Hawaii?
Yeah, a teenager surfing in Oahu, 16-year-old Max Kali'ikipi, says he thought it was a big turtle fin approaching his board near Makaha Beach, but it was a shark which bit the front of his surfboard, just missing his foot, took out a chunk the size of his head.
Ugh.
The impact threw him in the water. He said he swam like his life depended on it, because it probably did, and he did make it to shore.
Heavens.
There have been 7 shark bites in Hawaiian waters this year.
Mm. All right, Harley, thank you for that.